North Canterbury's community radio station, Compass FM. And on a Wednesday morning, we always have a chat with the Mayor of the Hurunui and on the phone, Murray Blank. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Oh, I'm really, really good. We've got a couple of things that we need to have a chat about, so let's crack on and get stuck into. There was a question I asked Dan Gordon yesterday. We always have a chat with him on Tuesdays. You're the second cab off the rank there, Murray. And I'm asking, what would be the Hurunui response to consenting processes being taken away from local government if there is a change of government and a policy is enacted? How would that go with the Hurunui?
Oh, look, our key focus really is to retain services as close to our communities as we can. And, you know, removing a step away from your community from a consenting process actually removes the heart of the influence as well. It's a bit of a thread that we're hearing, you know, around regionalisation and, you know, perhaps and the new act from the replacing the Resource Management Act. So, you know, I think it's important that we retain as much influence as we can at a local level on the types of things that matter most to us. And certainly we need to have some building restrictions. You know, I don't dispute that at all, but actually having the right restrictions that actually meet the needs of our community, because you know, when you're building in areas of high wind, you know, you've got to meet that right criteria, you know, so there are sort of bespoke rules that might be more pertinent in some areas than others, you know, snow loading, wind velocity, all of those things. So, you know, one rule to suit everybody doesn't always cut the mustard.
Yes, well, you won't get too many arguments out of me on that one there, in particular. And I guess we just wait for October the 15th to find out whether this particular plan could go ahead. I would suggest that maybe it's a massive backward step. However, let's move on. There is a lot of talk about a contestable fund going on in local print and other bits and pieces around the Hurunui district. Why is that, Murray?
Oh, look, the contestable fund has been with our district from about 2007, I think it is. It's a long time, and it is to do with the surplus or the profits from the Hamner Springs Thermal Pool and Spa, given that that is owned in its entirety by the district council. And so each community committee or each ward receives a fund of, and this year it's $10,000 for the community to determine what they would like or how they would like to spend that money. And they can use it on an annual basis to purchase, you know, items of interest or items of need, or they can look at a long-term vision and say, okay, we're going to get $10,000 in 2023, 24, 25, and we want to have a large project and we want to have that completed over that three-year period. So they can save that money in their own communities and actually invest in a much larger strategic option, plan, desire, you know, dream. So this is one way that our council works with our business in Hamner Springs. Mm-hmm. And brings benefit back to our local communities of Amberley, Taramakari, Cheviot, Glenmark Ward, Aimuri, Waio, Colwyden and Hamner Springs. So everybody gets a lick each of that $10,000 investment on an annual basis. So local communities can actually write in and say, I would like X amount for this project, and that's how, and that is determined at a local level.
Everyone gets a lick at it. Gee whiz, Murray, that sounds relatively interesting. So like, if you lick it, it's yours, isn't it? I mean, but that's okay. And it's a wonderful benefit that the council is able to help out through the ownership of the thermal pools and spa in Hamner Springs. So it all ties together. It's fantastic.
100%. Thank you.
The southern wards of the Hurunui are going to have a spatial plan, a discussion about that. What is this all about?
Yeah, that's right. So this is something that has been worked up, I guess, over a number of months. And actually, I think Nicola Kirby might be speaking on your radio station at 11:30 this morning. So members of our south ward, Amberley Leafield area, if they want to have more information, they should be tuning in at 11:30. But the south ward are going through what's called a spatial planning exercise, and that's really asking the community, you know, what do they want in Amberley, Eatleyfield, how do they want it to grow over the next 30-year period from an industrial perspective, from a commercial or residential perspective, walking and cycling connections, all of those sorts of things that make a town a town. So this is a chance for the community to lend their voice to that, and Nicola's got several options where people can drop into the library. I think the farmers market on the weekend. There's several options where community members in the South Ward should, add their input to that consultation.
Absolutely, and a part of that consultation might have something to do with a local alcohol policy. That might tie in with it as well. I don't pretend to know exactly what I'm talking about here, but there is a consultation going on with the local alcohol policy in the Hiranui. Tell us about this.
Yes, well, it's probably quite a separate piece of consultation work that we are doing, but the local alcohol policy is what is determined within the Hiranui district on how, where, when, by whom alcohol or how we can apply the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act of 2012. So that consultation is up at the moment as well. This is a district-wide consultation, and that closes on the 29th of September, I think it is. So, you know, if people are interested, they need to find out a little bit more about that, and there is a draft policy available, and people can consult or engage with us at council to say they support the draft as we have proposed it, or offer an alternate, and the council will obviously provide some, we'll have some hearings around that, and that will be determined and adopted in due course. But they're really important, two really important pieces of community engagement, community consultation that we are actively in at the moment. So, and we're really keen to hear from people.
Yep. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, Larry, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
100%.
Get in contact and have your say. Looking forward to having a listen out at 11:30 today for Nicola Kirby going into more details about the South Ward spatial plan. Yeah. And thank you so much for coming on to Compass FM this morning, Murray Black, Mayor of the Hiranui. We'll chat to you again next Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, Kerry. It's my privilege. Have a great week.
Compass FM.